Maranatha, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We continue in our sermon series on the theme, Joyful Anticipation, the Posture of the Church Towards the Second Coming of Christ Jesus. Last week, we discussed the believers waiting on the second coming of Jesus, which is our joyful anticipation. The Apostle Paul calls it blessed hope. This morning, we will explore the believer's watch, that is, Jesus' call for his people to be steadfast until he returns. You see, whenever we start our discussions on the Lord's return, there are always those who will say, I have been hearing that Jesus is coming. From me, I, there me, he. Indicating the long delay in his coming. The gospel according to Matthew deals with the delay of the parousia, the royal return or coming of Jesus, in two ways or with two warnings. The first, a warning to watchfulness. Matthew 24, verse 43 reads, but understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have his house be broken into. Here, Jesus was speaking about the unpredictability of his return. Note, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know what day your Lord would come. And secondly, a warning about preparedness. Jesus said that there is absolutely no excuse for the believer's unpreparedness for his return. Matthew 24 and verse 44 reads, so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Jesus' teaching on the parousia in the Gospel of Matthew is called the Olivet Discourse, which can be found in chapters 24 and 25. We are told that Jesus was responding to two or three questions asked by his disciples in the third verse of the 24th chapter, namely, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? The entire chapter is Jesus' teachings on the signs of his coming and the end of the age. Whether it is, in verse 7, nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom, or famines, earthquakes in various places. Yet, verse 8, we are told, all these are the beginning of the birth pain. Again, I say that it is a travesty to know that what the Lord has intended to serve as joy and comfort has become their despair and distress. Jesus did not only reveal fearful and dreadful events, but things that are joyful and hopeful, as in the case of the five wise virgins, who waits for him with joyful anticipation, as in the marriage celebration in chapter 25, which is called the parable of the 10 virgins or the 10 bridesmaids. Let us look on this parable. The first thing we note is that Jesus compared the kingdom of God to 10 bridesmaids waiting and watching for the bridegroom to appear. This parable takes the form of first century Jewish wedding customs. This custom tells us that the bridegroom would leave his home and be joined to the bride at her home, followed by a celebratory procession to the wedding feast at the bride's home. the parable focuses on the wait to join this procession. We are told that there are 10 virgins. They are understood to be unmarried young women who are normally family members and friends of the bride. They were waiting to join the wedding procession when the bridegroom arrives. The parable states that all were invited to participate in the wedding ceremony. All have lamps and torches. All felt drowsy and fell asleep. All heard the cry at midnight and were awoken and trimmed their lights so that it shines brighter. But the problem was that 5 were called foolish, moros, from which we get our English word moron, foolish and dull. And 5 were wise, sensible, prudent, and so they carried extra oil. The notion of oil has taken on various interpretations, which some say it represents the presence of the Holy Spirit, while others see it as a grace given. As one commentator says, and I quote, "The core distinction lies in the oil. The 5 wise virgins bought extra oil, while the 5 foolish ones did not. The oil is widely interpreted as a symbol of personal readiness, spiritual life, or inner grace that cannot be borrowed or last minute acquired." End quote. It is clear that Jesus pointed to the oil as the believer's preparedness and readiness to meet him at the end. This action, by the wise, carrying extra oil, takes on sharp focus because we are told that the bridegroom, which is a figure of Jesus Christ, was delayed. What is interesting in the text is that this delay was unusual. Clearly, the point Jesus wanted to make regarding the time of his return and whether we are wise in our anticipation of such return. The wise bridesmaids were not only prepared but ready for the bridegroom's arrival, even if he delays. May I put to you that the central plot of the parable is the delay of the bridegroom, which is the distinguishing factor. The wise ones were not only prepared, but ready for the bridegroom's arrival, even if he delays. May I put to you that the central plot of this parable is the delay of the bridegroom, which is the distinguishing factor between the wise and the unwise. So, we are told that the unwise asked the wise to share the extra oil they carried. They were rightly told that the oil would not be enough for both of them. The suggestion was to go to those who sell oil. Even at midnight, seeing that there was this anticipation of a planned wedding procession. However, when the unwise went to procure oil, the bridegroom came and the 5 wise bridesmaids went into the wedding ceremony, and the door was closed. The story ends with the return of the unwise, who cried, "Lord, Lord," but the bridegroom replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you." Verse 12. This reminds me of Matthew 7, verse 21 to 24, that deals with the teaching of Jesus regarding those who do the will of the Father in heaven. Jesus then concludes with this warning in verse 13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Again, Jesus is strong reminder that we must be prepared. As we close, may I leave you with three thoughts on what the church's posture should be regarding Jesus' second coming. Firstly, the nature of their possession of extra oil was indicative of their state and condition before the Lord. They were prepared. They made sure to be prepared. Therefore, I ask, do we have vested interest in the things pertaining to God and His kingdom? Number two, being ready cannot be borrowed, loaned, or given. Each person is responsible for his or her own preparedness or the lack thereof. Therefore, we must do everything to be ready. We must do whatsoever it takes to be ready. And finally, the preparedness calls for our alertness and attentiveness to the kingdom of God and Jesus' return. As a commentator puts it, the parable ends with a command for continuous vigilance. The focus is on living each day in light of the future, rather than just worrying about the timing. May we be alert and attentive and do what we must as we remain faithful for Christ's return. May we be found ready when Jesus Christ, our Lord, puts in His appearance. Amen.